أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today in hadith number 11 in this beautiful series of traditions that we would like to elaborate upon in the blessed month of Ramadan that we are currently going through, we want to focus on a tradition from the Messenger of Allah, the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family, in which he offers us further encouragement and advice to recite the Quran and to specifically recite the Quran within our homes and to enliven our homes and to give our homes a light and a shine and a luster. And he shows us the importance of constant recitation of the Quran, not only within our religious centers, but more importantly within our own dwellings and abodes. And in the tradition for today, he says the following about the importance of the Quranic recitation. Brighten up your houses through the recitation of the Quran, and do not make them your homes like graves, similar to what the Jews and the Christians have done, by not performing the prayers and worship of God in their houses and limiting this to the synagogues and churches. One of the beauties of Islam is that when we look at the acts of worship that we are to perform, whether they be the obligatory actions such as our five daily prayers or the many recommended actions, for example, the recommended prayers, the night prayer, the prayers that are also performed at other times of the day and week and for special events, or indeed many other acts of worship such as the supplication, the dua, or even the recitation of the noble Quran, we are not obligated to recite these recommended actions within the mosque, within the masajid, or the religious centers. Rather, as this tradition shows us, and many other traditions, and the words of our scholars based upon the other traditions of the Prophet and his noble family, that we're told to also ensure that we conduct much of our worship at home. When it comes to the obligatory actions, obviously at that level we are recommended, we are highly advised to recite our obligatory prayers in the masjid, in the mosque, in congregation, in the jamaat prayer. But when it comes to the recommended actions within the tradition, we have actually the opposite, which is that we should try and not perform the recommended actions within the religious centers. Meaning that, you know, these sorts of actions are of a personal nature, the supplications that we recite, the personal supplications, the personal prayers, we should try and limit these to within our homes for multiple reasons. One of them being the fact that we don't want to become people who are, you know, being seen as showing off or being ostentatious, that we are trying to look holier in the sight of the people. And if we were to perform all of our recommended prayers in the mosque, even if we had the time and the ability, people may feel that we are trying to be, you know, holier or trying to be or presuming to be somebody who we might not be. And so for this reason and probably multiple other reasons, we are advised to do many acts of worship within our own private seclusion at home. And one of these, as the tradition of the Prophet says today, is to ensure that we engage in recitation of the Quran in our homes and that we don't only limit our acts of worship to the official houses of worship within our tradition of Islam. And so obviously in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we gather to recite the supplications in a community, which is obviously also a recommendation to pray certain supplications outwardly with a group of people. At the same time, we should appreciate the fact that the recitation of the Quran should also be done at home in our seclusion, where we are far away from the eyes of the people. This will give us maybe a greater sense of humility and humbleness. It'll also give us an opportunity to sit and read and reflect upon the Quran, not just to recite it, but to think about the recitation and what we are actually speaking to Allah. And so in this blessed month of Ramadan, as we are fasting the days and standing for night prayer and worship, let's also take some time in the evenings to recite to the Quran, to read the verses of the revelation of Allah, and to think and reflect upon the beautiful content of the verses within this sacred scripture. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.